None can walk up there, but the pure.
Oh, it's a highway to heaven. We are walking up the King's highway. If you're not walking, just start while I'm talking. I said walking up the King's highway. There'll be a blessing. You'll be possessing. We're walking up the King's highway. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But the pure heart, oh, it's a highway to heaven. We are walking up the King's highway.
This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. As the scripture says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. We are offended in God's word because we are keeping his commandments. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder. Elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you.
Yes.
Glad for this door of utterance, and it's because of the anointed that's going on, Moses and all the prophets. Our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took, the life they lived, and they are with the Father, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Thank God. Let's go to the scriptures. I was thinking about the foes of our household.
Yes, that's beautiful.
We want to be able to recognize these foes that we don't have a problem with God. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew's 10:34. Thank God.
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword.
That, a message that God sending a message to those that are seeking him, those that serve him.
Yes.
Don't think that I've come to send peace. Because when you send peace, you got what's yours and I got what's mine. Everybody's things are divided. In a peaceful way, right?
Yes.
In other words, we got peace, each side is satisfied.
Yes.
But he said, I didn't come to do that, to satisfy each side.
Right.
I come to send a sword, which means separate you. Separate, divide it with a cut. In other words, we're gonna cut this peace, we'll cut it out. And I wanna send people, send a sword. What?
For I am come to set a man at variance against his father and the daughter
against... We all know what invariance mean. God come to not set you at a spirit against your father, because your father might be gone, but it sets you at variance. That means make you indifferent.
Yes, Pastor.
Because there's a difference now with you and your father, because now you're coming into God. And I come to set a man at difference. In other words, I'm going to set a difference between you and your father. And I'm going to separate it with the word. Isn't that beautiful? But wait a minute. But many times when I say, well, why is this? Now you're living, why are you acting like this? God come to set a difference between the relationships, those that are related. What?
I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother.
What?
And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Against the mother. In other words, all of these, because these are relationships. And even though it's a mother-in-law, in other words, it's not your relation, but yet, but by law, but there's going to be indifference. Mm-hmm. Because many times, that's why people say, get along with your in-laws. It's not your in-laws when you're in God. Right. It's anybody related to you when you're in God. There's a difference. God sets you at difference because there is a difference now that we live for God, right? I don't understand. Come and see.
That's right.
And if they don't have a mind, move on, because you can't explain it to them if they don't want it. That's your foe. And if you got a mind to be with them, that's a foe you in your household you don't need. You need a mind to serve God, to yield to God, and to follow God. That's the mind you need. That's where your friendship is. You don't need an enemy there, right? Read.
And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
Let's go to Hebrews 4 and 12. God come to set a sword. Not to bring peace. So don't get upset, because every time you come for counsel, it's always against you and your loved ones. Because that's what God come to set you in difference with.
That's right.
I didn't make that up.
Right.
Yes, Pastor.
That's what his intentions were.
Yes.
So don't sit there. So you're trying to make me have a problem. There ain't no problem. No, God is the one that said there's a problem.
Yes.
And he didn't say anything about them liking him. He said, I come to set
a variance
against the father and against the mother. And then an indifference. In other words, what's the problem? We ain't together anymore. Because we don't think the same anymore. Like I said, I'm not buying you chocolates when this Valentine's come up. That's over with. We'll sit there. And if you got a problem, that's the difference.
Yes.
Because I don't do what you do now.
Right.
Well, you used to, but I live for God now.
Right.
And why should I obey you when I'm obeying what's been written before you and I got here?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Read.
Right.
Hebrews.
Yes.
4 and 12, what does it say?
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul.
Now, wait a minute. If it will divide you from the flesh, what about the foes in your soul? It come to cut that. And that's why many times we holler out, because that foe is in us and God is cutting. We don't want to be hollering out. We'll let God cut it out if you got to cut it out, not resist it, right?
Yes.
That was the sword is for. Piercing what?
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
What?
And of the joints and marrow.
What?
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
So the word is going for, the word is doing the work. It depends on how you think. If you're a victim of that, of the sword, right?
Yes.
You get the right thought, you ain't a foe.
Right.
You're a friend. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Nehemiah 9 and 16. Right. Let's go there. Brother Nehemiah got something to say. And I got a mind to hear it.
All right,
Wait a minute. Nehemiah 9 and 16. We got to be careful and recognize who the foes are.
Yes.
Foes is talking all the time. We don't recognize that. Hey, wait a minute. What was that? Just go back on what was told you. 9 and 16, what does it say?
But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments.
Even though it came like a sword, they hardened their necks.
And hearkened not to thy commandments.
Well, if you are proud, that's your foe.
Yes.
If you deal proudly with God's people, what you talking about deal proudly? I can't have you over because I ain't got no curtains. I'm too proud. That's where you're dealing with God.
Yes, Pastor.
You know.
Yes, Pastor.
What did it say?
But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks.
What do you mean? That's your foe. Stubborn. Reluctant to yield to God.
Yes.
Yield to instructions, always a but. But, you know, now that's the indifference with God. That ain't with man. Can't come together. Can't see it. That's your foe. To have a mindset, I have to think about it. I don't see that. Why not? Do you have to see it? What happened to the, I got it, I'll do it. Isn't that the mind?
Yes.
God's not against that. Somebody else do that. Like somebody said something, say, oh, so and so and so. You do everything they tell you to do. That snake came in here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right.
But she got salvation. Right. She's gone.
Right.
Read.
Yes. And hearken not to thy commandments.
What?
And refuse to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among
them.
What
is hard to obey? It's only hard to obey when you're not yielding to God, when you don't trust God. It's hard to obey, or if you don't like what God is telling you. Yes. Why would you be rebellious? What's to be rebellious for?
All right.
What?
But harden their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage.
What?
But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsook them
not. Isn't that beautiful? God didn't forsake us in all of our junk as we were striving and growing. Mm-hmm. And he won't as you're striving and growing. Isn't that beautiful? What 12th verse say?
Yes. 12th verse says, moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Well, that must have been what pastor was, a cloudy pillar and teacher and Moses. He said, no, he wasn't a cloud of pillar. The Lord followed. They followed because they didn't believe Moses. He had to show them something they see. They saw Moses, but that wasn't enough for them. They went to something else.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, who brought them out? You brought the people. Moses, no, you did.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yes, same thing. Yes, it is.
Led by a cloudy pillar. But wait a minute. Mm-hmm. If the leader can't lead you, how God lead you? By a cloudy pillar.
All right.
What?
Yes, and in the night, by a pillar of fire.
Wait a minute, didn't he say his angels are a flame of fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Pillar two. Mm-hmm. Pillars in the city of my God.
Isn't that beautiful?
What?
To give them light in the way wherein they should go.
So in other words, whatever way you have, the way of the fathers. Oh, I got this spirit from my father. Okay, so what?
Right.
But you know what? Tell me how you got it. You know what? They told me my uncle had that. Is that important here?
No, sorry. No,
what's important? Let's talk about the dumpster. We're going to put it in the dumpster. Let's get rid of it. Why talk about a foe?
Right.
As Pastor Bob would say, it's a keepsake. You keep it in your pocket and you use it when you get ready, you use it. No, we don't want that.
Right.
Let's go to 1 John 2 and 15.
Yes.
Yes.
We want to be mindful and be able to recognize what the enemy is.
Right.
And what's the enemy to us.
Yes.
The foes in the household. And guess what? The enemy will plant one right there for you.
Yes, that's it.
And if you don't recognize, you go, well, that's the enemy. Well, what do you mean?
Yes.
Well, why should I be questioning the teaching?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't God.
Right. That's right.
All right, Pastor.
No. Mm-hmm. First John.
Yes,
2:15.
Right.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, beautiful.
Don't love. That don't mean that you don't have someone you love, or you don't love a car.
Right, Pastor.
But it's talking about above God, before God.
Yes.
What?
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
What?
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life.
People always think about the lust of the flesh is just craving something. Lust of the flesh is having that spirit you got.
Right.
A spirit of non-compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, it's man's nature. I'm not shaking your hand. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Nope. Why don't you just yield and obey?
Yeah.
And if I come in tomorrow and say, not today. Just follow the Spirit.
Yes.
Well, you didn't say that yesterday, Pastor. Just follow the Spirit. You might have some kind of virus that maybe Pastor ain't immune to today. And God said, don't shake the hand. But if I come, you want to shake hands? No, shake my hand.
All right,
just yield. You might be getting some strength you need.
All right.
Yeah. But no, your principles, no. Give me a break. Come on.
All right, Pastor.
All of these kind of things, it's a little thing, but it's not yielding to God. That ain't what you want to practice doing. I mean that. Little things. Okay. Read.
And the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father.
Pride. Because that stops many things from happening to pride. You won't come. Because of pride.
Mm-hmm.
We got to kill that stuff. And that stuff ain't working.
Right.
Pride will hold you back.
Right.
Always do.
Right.
What?
Is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Let's go to Psalms 101 and 5. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yes, it is.
We don't want to feel like because you got a spirit of gluttony, it's not your fault, it's your Father's fault. No, it ain't. It might be his fault, you got it, but it's your fault because you executed it. Come on. Psalm 101 and 5, what it say?
All right.
Wait a minute. I'm just using the word gluttony for an excuse. It could be your condemning eye. Now, I told you, it ain't no secret. Paranoid ran in my family and my father.
Yes, Pastor.
Always thought ill of people in the wrong way. He wasn't prejudiced. I knew the difference. But he just had a paranoid spirit, and I recognized it. And I learned more about it once I got saved. Well, no problem. What's the big deal? And I know the symptoms. And God is saying, when you have these ways, don't fault your father. I'm eating the grapes of sorrow because my teeth set on edge because my father gave me the spirit. No, because you executing the spirit.
Right.
That's why your teeth set on edge.
Right.
Right? It wouldn't be set on edge. You went up under the word.
Right.
Because you're on the word, now you set on edge.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to blame your father.
Right.
What difference? But you got to be born again anyway. So how are you going to blame somebody? Right? Psalms 101 and 5. Quick.
Yes. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off.
What?
Him that hath an high look and a proud heart.
You want to stay away from these kind of looks, proud look.
Yes, Pastor. Thank God.
You know what a proud look is? Somebody look at you. The Lord looked at you and smiled. You do like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can't crack it.
Right.
What you need is Ben and her. Because they held Moses' hand up. You somebody take this and bring that thing up. Why would you let the devil drag you through the streets of Jerusalem like that? And God is saying, I ain't budging. You want to be like that? That ain't God. That's your foe.
Yes, Pastor.
That's your foe to always refuse your brother and sister. How you do that? Or to accuse them of something that you don't got no reason to accuse. You got no evidence. That's your foe. That'll send you to hell.
Yes, Pastor.
Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor. You know what slander is? Jackie got an exercise bike now. She ain't using it.
Oh.
You know why? Because it ain't in her heart.
Slander. Yes, Pastor.
And I say, did you tell her that?
Right.
I'm just telling you.
Right.
And I ain't the pastor you tell it.
Right.
That's slander.
That is. Sure. You're right, Pastor. You're right.
Somebody is working for you and you say, I think they stole something from me. And what's your proof? Well, nobody here but me and them. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of people losing things?
Right.
And I don't care if you haven't lost it. What's your proof?
Right, Pastor.
What's your cause?
Right.
If you ain't got no cause, you're supposed to let that foe go.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What are we reading?
Fifth verse again, Pastor.
Read.
Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer.
Now listen, what I'm bringing here, I didn't know I was going to get here. This is not about what you did last year, last week, yesterday. This is the teaching.
Yes.
It's for today and tomorrow.
Yes.
So don't let the devil fool you again now, these stubborn spirits. You was talking about me, wasn't you? Did you tell somebody about me? Let's not do stuff like that. Anybody told me nothing but God.
Go ahead.
That's right.
And you,
yes.
By your actions, you tell me everything I need to know.
Yes.
It's not about no. It's about preparing ourselves for tomorrow so we don't yield to these foes.
Yes.
That's what this is about. This is not about a rebuke.
Right.
It's about showing you examples not to follow.
Yes.
This is not a rebuke.
No.
Because if your mind messed up, that's what you're going to see it as.
Right.
What are we here for but to get straightened out?
Yes.
to show us the way, how we should act. But it's four. Thank God. Read six verse. What does it say?
Seven. Yes. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight.
Let's go to, thank God. Did you read 9th verse this year? No, you didn't read that. No. Jeremiah 31 and 29.
All right. Beautiful. Thank God.
When you think about this lesson like this, it will just give you a little power ahead of time to just make sure what you're thinking, it's not an enemy. Mm-hmm. When the Lord was taken up and saw all the kings of the world, he said, now all of these I'll give if you bow down. That was the enemy. He said, no. He refused that. Isn't that beautiful? Jeremiah 31:29.
In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge.
Because we blame everything. Why are you looking like that? I always look like this. I'm a child. I always look like that.
That's a long time.
From a baby, huh?
Right.
Why do we act like that? Like that's going to justify it. It don't. And somebody said, well, what you coming here for? What you coming here for to, you know? That ain't going to glorify God. What?
But everyone shall die for his own iniquity.
Other words, if you got a spirit from your father, if you don't correct it, you're going to die with that. People don't say that when you say, well, I got diabetes. My father had it. But you're taking medication, aren't you? Because you don't want the effects of that. We don't want the effects of the old man and try to blame it on our forefathers, my uncle, or somebody I knew growing up, or blame it on Ninja Turtles or Batman. I have that spirit because I always wanted to be like Davy Crockett. And I got a fighting spirit, Pastor. I know I got to work on it, but that's why I got it. Does it matter? Does that matter?
Right. All right, Pastor.
Sometimes we explain things.
Yes, Pastor.
What's the difference if you got to get rid of it? And I said, don't go there.
Right.
Why waste our time? Right. Why waste your time?
Yes. Beautiful, Pastor.
Building something, say, okay, tear it down, then it'll work. Says, Pastor, this is how I built it. And Pastor, I put this block in, and then that 30 minutes, said, okay, well, what's the point? Said, well, you ain't supposed to be building that. Right? Read it again.
But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge.
Psalms 103:7. Let's get that.
Yes, Pastor.
This is why we need the teaching, because sometimes we don't realize our teeth are set on edge from the spirits we have. Our way. It's the same thing. Your way is a spirit. The spirit is your way. That's the same thing.
Yes, Pastor.
So, Pastor, I want to know when I'm in the way and when I'm in the spirit. If you in the way, you in a spirit. And if you got a spirit, you in the way. Okay? Somebody's way. This hope is God's way, right?
Yes.
Okay. Psalms 103:7, what does it say?
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
So if he made known his ways, why do we get a spirit when we say, why are you acting like that? You shouldn't do that.
Right.
Why would you spend 50, I didn't know. Instead of saying, what you want me to do? Let's go back and forth. I didn't know. And you're trying to explain something. They keep trying to tell you the other side. You say, just believe what I'm telling you. Just do it. Why waste time? We got time for that.
Yes.
You better be glad you don't come to my house for counsel. Because guess what you do be doing? Burn up a lot of gas. Because you probably be there 5 minutes. That's what we got to do. Let's do it.
Right.
Because that's the way it is.
Yes.
I learned that from teacher. Like teacher said, she learned from those before her.
Right.
You hang around all day long. We do everything all day long. Go shop, do everything. And then to come down, you go to work and can't hold your mouth.
Right.
Can't think right. Can't feel right. Can't take nothing. What good is it?
Right.
Or don't treat your brother right. All the teaching, all the loving, and you sit next to your brother, you hear a need and don't got no compassion to move to help him. Got to be told, can you do this?
Yes.
What's the point?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Let's go. Now listen, like I say, it's not a rebuke, it's just a reminder how we want to keep these kind of thoughts and ways out of our life.
Yes.
That's all I'm talking about.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, a good way of God. Mm-hmm. You take a child out, you got somebody's child, then you eat dinner mm-hmm. or lunch. Do you ask them, do they want what you got? Mm-hmm. Yes, is that what we always
yes.
do?
Yes, Pastor.
And if they refuse it, why not say, what do you want?
Right.
Yes, Pastor.
Not get them a taco. Don't get no french fry. Get one thing or get them something to split it. Get them what they want.
Right.
Yes, Pastor.
Like you got what you want.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
Yes, now,
Pastor.
I'm not saying ones don't do, but isn't that the way we should be?
Yes, Pastor.
When we got somebody else's child, think about them more than your own self and right. your own child.
Yes, Pastor.
They're under your custody now. Yes. Treat it like it's your child.
Yes, Pastor.
Give them the best you want. And even your own child. You go to the store and get a big burger and just give your child some french fries. Give them a big burger like you got and everything you got. They're hungry just like you are. How do you do stuff like that?
All right, Pastor.
That's your foe.
Yes.
Because if you do your son or your daughter like that or your husband or wife, you can do anybody like that and you'll do God that way.
That's right, Pastor.
He that's faithful in little is faithful in much. Isn't that beautiful? That's your foe. So we want to be fair. And generous, especially when we're around others, especially and to your children.
Yes, Pastor. That's beautiful, Pastor.
Listen, if a child want to eat, let them eat.
Let them eat, yes.
As long as they don't get, okay.
All right, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
Did we read the ninth verse, didn't we?
No, Pastor, I didn't.
Read.
He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
Isn't that a blessing? God will keep his anger forever.
Mm-hmm.
Merciful. What?
He has not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
Thank God. 1 John 4:1. Let's go there.
Yes, that is.
Foes. And how you recognize your foe is by precepts and examples. That's what the scriptures are written for. Show us all of our examples of our foes and of our heroes and those that please God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Thank God. They're heroes. Come on.
All right, Pastor.
So you gonna tell me Moses ain't your hero or Superman? Which one? Superman or Moses?
Moses.
Superman ain't even in the picture.
All right, Pastor.
Superman cannot save your soul, okay?
That's right.
That's right, Pastor.
Okay, 1 John 4:1, what does it say?
Beautiful, Pastor. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God.
Try the spirits whether they are of God. What?
Mm-hmm. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
In other words, you're talking about false spirits. Mm-hmm. What am I talking about? In these churches. All that junk. That's false, because God didn't do that. They didn't do that. And all the things that go along with what they do,
ahead,
that's
Pastor.
False. Those spirits, praise it.
All right, Pastor.
All that stuff is,
they
got it from somebody, but not of God. That's the spirit they got from their anointed. One of them was called the never increasing faith.
All right, Pastor.
And he's like the mad professor, and he was. Because he didn't know God. Yeah. Never increasing faith. He did look like him. If God said Hera looked like a fox, don't tell me that never increasing faith and look like that. What's that mad, the mad professor Rocky and his friends? He did. If you're watching this broadcast, you know what I'm saying is right. All right. Thank God. You know what I'm saying is right. Read, thank God.
Hereby know ye the Spirit of God.
What?
Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God.
Now just think about it. So you can take any action you have seen in the covenant and say, was that of God?
Yes.
Most of them that wasn't, you say, that wasn't God. But there's some that was of God, you say, that wasn't God. It was of God. But that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
You only know by what you've been shown. And somebody gonna show you, now that's the way to do it.
Yes.
Pastor Brown showed us how to not judge one when they dance or get caught up in this piece. Don't judge that. But when you finish, I want to see you living holy.
Yes.
Now, if you saw somebody dance, ooh, praise God, turn around and say, you think you gonna say that's of God?
No.
But wait a minute. Well, they were in the spirit, but they were out of it then.
Mm-hmm.
So how did water fresh come out and bitter in the same 5 minutes?
That's right.
Said, well, now, that wasn't God. I'm not too confident in anything they do. Because you see, that's not of God. Right. God don't work like that. Right. And if they did something that was not of God, if they really were sincere, God would let them see it and they would correct it.
Right.
Read.
Beautiful. Yes. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God.
So in other words, your expression,
excuse me. Mm-hmm.
What you say, what you do, if somebody can say, nah, if the one that's judging you can say, that was not of God, why don't you believe him?
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to God's anointing, and it's in here, mm-hmm. they say, well, you ain't talking to me right. You need to, why you can't do it? Why don't you believe it?
Right. Right.
As I said many times, you do not walk around hearing yourself or seeing yourself.
Right.
You gotta trust someone to tell you how you see, how you come across to them, because you come across, everybody comes across to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who walks around looking at themselves? Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need the other eyes.
Right.
The only one can see all things is God.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
And you and I can't see all things, but somebody can see you.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And this is that spirit of Antichrist.
That's what it is. So when you don't want to yield to God, you're anti-God.
Mm-hmm.
No different than the garden. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Genesis 4 and 3.
All right.
Thank
yes.
God. Maybe one stopped in and they said, you know what? I think what this man is saying, it makes sense to me.
Beautiful.
If they're saying that, I would say, don't move the dial. Don't you go nowhere.
Right.
Stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 4 and 3, what does it say?
And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
Fruit of the ground,
mm-hmm.
because that's what he did. He was a tiller.
Yes.
And he brought of the fruit. What?
And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
Now, first of all, the reason why he didn't have respect, one thing, because read four.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God. Let's read four. Thank God.
And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof.
Firstlings of the flock
mm-hmm.
and the fat thereof. What?
Mm-hmm. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
What?
Yes. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect.
Why?
And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
Now, why do you think he had a problem with Cain? Because Abel brought the first fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The firstlings.
Yes.
He didn't bring the firstlings. He just brought the fruit.
Yes. Right.
He didn't bring the first fruits.
Right.
Yes.
Just the fruit.
Yes.
And he knew better.
Yes.
Let's go to Proverbs 3 and 9.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God.
Yes.
That was his enemy. His actions, what he did.
Yes.
If you know what God is asking for, why would you give him something different?
Right.
And I've said this before. If you come to Sabbath school, cut your phone off unless you're expecting an emergency call or something. Other than that, give your number to, and if you don't obey that, he that's faithful in little is faithful in much. Because it means something to put your mind together for God and not be worried about everything else going on.
Yes.
It's a simple instruction. There ain't no difference to say, tell them to eat so much. And if they don't, it's going to breed worms. They try to take more. They did it anyway. God don't need to do a big thing to show what's in you, to see how what kind of person you are. You don't need that. It's the little things.
Right.
That's the big thing. Proverbs?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. 3 and 9.
3 and 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase.
That's what he supposed to say. That's what God called for. He never changed that. Now, also he was saying when you go to Leviticus is about your offering.
Yes.
Now remember, God said, give you your Abel. Mm-hmm. Even if he should have, if he wanted to give a meat offering, he could have got it from Abel
mm-hmm.
and brought the right offering.
Right.
But God is said this, give as ye are able. If he had his fruit from the ground, he would have accepted it if he had gotten the first fruits and it was done in the right way.
Right. Right.
Romans 11 and 16, let's go there. So as many, if he should have brought the fatling, he had a way he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that's more important, he said, if you do well,
right,
you're gonna be accepted.
Right.
Now why would God tell you that if you don't know what well to do?
Right.
He knew.
Right. Yes. Yes.
He just didn't give what God asked for. And first thing, when you give God your testimony, whatever you give God, God wants the first fruits of it. He wants the root of it. He wants the intent. God don't want the cookie after you ate off of it and give it to him. He wants the whole thing. He wants the first. You know, oh, I got
beautiful.
Some cookie. You sit in there 10
that's
minutes and say, you fool, would you like one?
Right,
Pastor.
First thing you say, beautiful. You really didn't want me to have it because you would offer it before you start eating it.
Yes.
That's the same thing with God.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Yes. Romans.
Mm-hmm. 11 and 16.